For answer, Hector in his shining helm said not a word, but in low tones, enticing Helen, murmured, "Brother dear, dear to a whore, a nightmare of a woman. That day my mother gave me to the world, I wish a hurricane blast had torn me away to wild mountains, or into tumbling sea, to be washed under by a breaking wave before these evil days could come. Or, granted terrible years were in the gods' design, I wish I had had a good man for a lover who knew the sharp tongues and just rage of men. This one, his heart's unsound and always will be, and he will win what he deserves. Come here and rest upon this couch with me, dear brother. You are the one afflicted most by harlotry in me, and by his madness, our portion, all of misery given by Zeus, that we may live in song for men to come." Great Hector shook his head, his helmet flashing, and said, "Now, Helen, offer me no rest. I know you are fond of me. I cannot rest. Time presses, and I grow impatient now to lend a hand to Trojans in the field who feel a gap when I am gone. Your part can be to urge him. Let him feel the urgency to join me in the city. He has time. I must go home to visit my own people, my own dear wife and my small son. Who knows if I shall be reprieved again to see them, or beaten down under Achaean blows as the immortals will." He turned away and quickly entered his own hall, but found Princess Andromache was not at home. With one nursemaid and her small child, she stood upon the tower of Ilion, in tears, bemoaning what she saw. Now Hector halted upon his threshold, calling to the maids, "Tell me at once and clearly, please, my lady Andromache, where has she gone? To see my sisters or my brother's wives, or to Athena's temple? Ladies of Troy are there to make petition to the goddess." The busy mistress of the larder answered, "Hector, to put it clearly as you ask, she did not go to see your sisters, nor your brother's wives, nor to Athena's shrine, where others are petitioning the goddess. Up to the great square tower of Ilion she took her way, because she heard our men were spent in battle by Achaean power. In haste, like a madwoman, to the wall she went, and nurse went too, carrying the child." At this word Hector whirled and left his hall, taking the same path he had come by, along byways, walled lanes, all through the town until he reached the Scaean gates, whereby before long he would issue on the field.